Good morning. Today is September 27th, and this is the podcast. So in issue number 50, it is a return of yesterday's motif of the cold winter day. Pud and Daisy are outside in the snow. It's snowing out. Pud's got a red windbreaker on and a toque reminiscent of his old beanie from previous generations of Pud. And he says, "Hey, watch me blow a bubble in the cold weather." Daisy seems into it. She has her Santa toque on from the first issue with the raccoons way back there. And a windbreaker more or less identical to Pud's, except pink instead of red. Which is quite interesting. And so in the next panel, we see... Oh, by the way, they're both wearing blue pants, and Pud's wearing red shoes, whereas Daisy's wearing blue. We see that in the second panel, because the camera sort of pulls out, and Pud is looking mystified because his bubble has shattered like glass. He blew a big bubble, but then it hardened and shattered into a bunch of pieces. It's just a shell now. All the little pieces are on the ground. Daisy's looking unimpressed, because of course, here we really see how the two major themes of Double Bubble come together, and we see that they're actually just one continuous theme, where this idea of blowing bubbles as this ultimate expression of worth and stuff is in fact a metaphor for performative masculinity. Pud here has failed in his attempt to heroically blow the bubble, prove his worth and vigor. And Daisy, of the female persuasion, seeing how he has underperformed in this area, she has lost confidence in him as a man. He is nothing. He is a mere boy. So as they're growing up and Pud is striving to become greater than he is, whenever he falls short, it is quite devastating. He becomes less than what he was even before. And we can see several kind of modern anxieties reflected in Pud and Daisy's dress, where they're dressed almost exactly identically, except that Daisy, of course, is wearing pink, the female color. For the sake of practicality, our dress has become sort of very refined and simplified to the shirt and pants, the jacket for warmth, tubes of cloth enclosing our legs for maximum flexibility, and the clothing of the two sexes grows ever closer together until eventually forming a single unified gender. But there's still a bit of pushback from this, which we see in the pink. The pink is a symbol of femininity, but is an empty signifier because there's nothing really connecting the color pink to womanhood. It is merely a cultural convention that we use to show femaleness. But you can paint literally anything pink and it'll seem feminine, even like a pink chainsaw or, I don't know, like a pink dildo. I don't know. What are masculine things? Anyway, your Double Bubble fun fact is that the highest waterfall is Angel Falls, Venezuela. It's true. I once did a report on that for school, actually.